We're going to end our week-long series of conversations with Americans who've recently returned from Iraq with Chief Warrant Officer Ron Michael Pellant. He served as targeting officer for the 34th Infantry Division at Balad Air Base, north of Baghdad. His duties frequently took him outside the base into the surrounding area to meet with locals and check on reconstruction projects. I asked him to describe that part of Iraq.
It's a farming community. We're right next to the Tigris River. We have a lot of canals, so there's some lush greenery, not as lush as we might think here in the United States, but when you're living in a desert, they had lots of grapes and dates, and the villagers themselves were very poor. Most of them were still living in the brick and mud huts. A lot of the children just didn't have shoes at all. A lot of the adults didn't have shoes, and just a very, very poor area.
Now, we hear much about life inside Baghdad. Is the area around the airbase, would that be considered a war zone? Do you see much combat up that way?
I consider the whole country a war zone. You just don't know what is going to happen at any time. And while we were about 45 minutes normal drive from Baghdad, we had a lot of Sunni and a lot of Shia just on the brink, right where we were at. And they were fighting each other and they were fighting us. So every time you leave the wire, you're in a combat zone. You know that there are IEDs, explosive devices, alongside the road, so you're searching, you're scanning. There's small arms fire all the time, so I consider our area definitely a war zone. And even staying on base wasn't necessarily stress-free. Balad Air Base, its nickname is Mortaritaville, because we would get hit with mortars and rockets and other indirect fire pretty much constantly, you know, a little bit every day or every other day.
The mortars that were raining down on the Balad Air Base, do you have any sense where they're coming from?
Yeah, we knew where they're coming from. They're coming from 360 degrees all around the base. Some areas, you know, were hitting us more often than other areas. But yeah, we had a pretty good idea where they're coming from.
When you would leave the base, go out and sit down with community leaders, how did they view you and how did they view the U.S.?
I would say almost everybody we interacted with was glad that we were there. They trusted the Army more than they trusted the Iraqi police or the Iraqi Army. But, you know, that's a generalization. There were some people that definitely wanted us out of there and some people that loved to have us there as the buffer so that they didn't really have to interact with the other tribe, whether it was Sunni or Shia.
How great were the divisions between the Sunni and the Shia in that area?
It was pretty divisive. You had a lot of Sunnis that wouldn't go into the Shia area and vice versa. Most of the time when we were building something in a Sunni area, we had Sunni contractors and Sunni workers. And then in a Shia area, we had to work with Shia contractors and workers.
You know, now that you're back in the U.S., you've come back to a country that is engaged in a very robust debate right now about whether and when to withdraw from Iraq. What do you think about that now that you're listening to both sides of this debate? Where do you come down on this?
I can only speak to our area specifically. So I know that sheikh, I know that mayor, I know that imam, and I know those people that help, you know, farm that land in that area. So for me, it's pretty personal for that area where I was living. I really feel for the people in that area. It's just a no-win situation in the sense that if American troops are there, we're going to be a magnet for people to attack us. And if the American troops pull out, I just feel for these people because I just don't think they can protect their own assets.
How's the adjustment back home going? Are you feeling the effects now that you're back in the U.S., back in Minnesota, of being constantly under threat, constantly under stress?
It's been really tough. It's been almost 23 months I've been gone from home. And I had a baby 2 weeks before I left. There's many soldiers that had babies during breaks while they were on leave and things like that. So 22 months is a long time, and 15 months in Iraq is also a long time. So I'm ecstatic to be back. I'm glad to be back.
Well, for now, welcome home and enjoy your time with your family. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Chief Warrant Officer Ron Michael Pellant, who returned from Iraq last month. You can hear all the conversations in our Back from Iraq series at our website, npr.org.